Hi everyone, my name is Azam Rais and welcome to the fourth episode of Poet X. Poet X is an online poetry community that features a variety of poems from different poets. We feature unrestricted, unhinged, and unapologetic poetry across a diverse range of themes. You can find more of us on our podcast on tehari.my and make sure you listen to our previous episode, What They Tell Me. Abuse is a broad term we hear often nowadays on the news or our newsfeed. Days rarely pass without some form of abuse catching our ears, be it physical, sexual, societal, or an abuse of power. This constant bombardment of news has somewhat desensitized and dehumanized these events to us. We simply care less right now because there is more of it. Nowadays, even articles reporting the cases of the used and abused have to use catchphrases and trigger words to attract even more attention. It's as if the suffering they endured itself wasn't enough. In this episode, our focus is not on the often glamorized and publicized crime of the abuse, but instead the effects of it, the impact it has on the victims, on the system, and on society. This is episode 4, Used and Abused. We have three brilliant poets for you today who draw from their personal experiences of use and abuse and the impact it has had on them. To kick off our episode, we welcome a gem of a poet we discovered at Unit 23, Sha'alam. It was her first time performing there and we hope her words will touch you as it did the crowd that night. This is Kaisara Idrus with Bundle Shopping.
Aku suka gila tu bundle shopping. Dulu aku fikir aku suka bundle sebab murah. Shit, murah gila tu. I mean, this pair of jeans was just 5 ringgit kot. And the quality is still good. Great even. But now I know why. I really love bundle shopping. It is that amazing feeling you get when you find a damn great piece of clothing in between hundreds more clothes and it goes well with your style and the price. God damn it, the price is just so worth it. Lepas tu kau akan ketagih dan kau akan nak cari lagi dan lagi dan kau jalan sampai ke PD di siang hari semata-mata nak cari that one piece that can make you look pretty or to just fill in your closet that is empty. Empty. Macam hati ni. Lepas tu aku sedar yang aku dengan baju bundle ni tak adalah jauh beza. That I am a beautiful worn piece that somebody no longer needs, but you found me. And you took me home with you, and as you put me on and you looked at yourself in the mirror, you wonder, why would the previous owner let me go? And then it hit me. Maybe I'm just that piece he didn't want to keep in his closet, or maybe it got full, or maybe he just no longer sees my beauty. And although you said that you do, to me, I am still just that baju bandel yang kau jumpa dekat PD. Tapi sebab aku tahu kau ketagih, aku tahu kau akan terus mencari lagi dan lagi. Bundle shopping. Fuck. Murah gila tu. Murah. Murah. Macam harga diri aku.
That was Kai with the poem Bundle Shopping. Kai is new to the scene but speaks with such honesty and courage that her piece really spoke to us. What we especially like about her poetry is the fluidity in which she moves between two languages. Speaking multilingually about her experience, we gain a more intimate look into her thoughts that weave naturally between two tongues. Nowadays, we see more and more poets using 2 to 3 languages in their poetry. This is a fact that should be celebrated, especially in our country, as it shows that poetry has the ability to transcend cultural and language barriers. And if poetry can do so, why can't we? Our next poet is someone you may have heard before from our previous episodes. Her next piece is a profound look at what victims of abuse go through following the days of the ordeal, like the impact it has on them, mentally and emotionally. Unfortunately, this is often the unglamorous and unpublicized side of the story. The side that doesn't get nearly as much attention or news coverage as the actual crime of the abuse. I guess there's nothing sexy about suffering. This is Nadia with a piece called Clean.
If someone touches you in an empty corridor with no one around, then do your screams still make a sound? I ponder as the shower pounds my back, hands wringing a worn-out washcloth, dipping it in soap to scrub, scrub, scrub away the hand-shaped stains on me, unsolicited fingerprints on my dignity, chin tilted up, tap water mingling with tears. I scrunch my eyes shut, shivering from fears, diluted salt water leaving a bitterness on my tongue. Bitterness, hurt, humiliation, anger, shame. Shame when I walk into the room having to explain what he'd done over and over like a broken tape record. Am I broken? Anger when she asks me, what were you wearing? What were you doing? What were you interrogating me like I was the suspect of a crime I committed? Is it my fault? Humiliation. When she turns me around and has me demonstrate how he touched me, where he touched me, why did he touch you? Was I asking for it? Hurt. When she dismisses me with a smile and a boys will be boys. Boys will be boys. What will girls like me be? Bitterness. When he walks away scot-free. The washcloth dips back into the bucket. Scrub. Scrub. Scrubbing raw my skin, but my heart was the one that was sore. Everyone knows. My kind classmates ask me if I'm okay. I'm okay, I parrot, and they nod. Tiptoeing around me, treating me like I'm porcelain, trying to protect me. I'm already shattered. Then I find out it was a dare. It was just a joke. It was supposed to be funny. Lighten up, says his friend. A joke? Funny? Lighten up? How dare you? How dare you tell me to lighten up when my heavy heart feels like it is sinking down the drain? How dare you tell me it was a joke when I've never felt more like crying? How dare you tell me it's funny when this doesn't even make me feel funny? It just makes me feel sick. Sick and confused and scared. Scrub, scrub. Scrub goes the washcloth, moving faster and faster. He wasn't punished. Half-hearted apologies and still thinks it's funny. She wasn't bothered. Half-hearted questions and still doesn't care. Am I making mountains out of molehills? In school, I'm known as Miss Goody Two-Shoes. Will their views of me change once they know of this change? The twist of the story that has changed me. Have I been changed? Goody Two-Shoes. Am I still a good girl now? Am I still innocent if I'm not untouched? Do people like their girls untouched? How important is it to be a girl untouched? Am I untouched if the touch wasn't wanted by me? Can I untouch the touches he placed on me? Am I still wanted? Will people still want to love me? Scrub. Scrub. Scrubbing furiously, my hands shake. I wish I could shake my fears away. I wish I could shake my pains away. I wish I could shake this hurt away. I spent an hour in the shower just scrubbing away, yet still I do not feel clean.
That was Nadia with the poem Clean. She speaks about society's unfair treatment of the victim in instances of abuse, how victims are made to feel at fault for an ordeal and the lack of support that exists for a survivor, an almost systematic way of thinking that perpetuates the cycle of victimization. We hope she's opened your eyes to the realities of abuse that permeates through our society today. Talking about society, we end with a piece about exactly this. How it has abused us. How society has shaped us to be almost accepting of abuse, indifferent to injustice and blind to our oppressors. And yet, some of us still think we're better than the rest. Let this next piece open your eyes.
I was walking down the street the other night. I saw a pretty little thing. She was just out of sight. And when she stepped into the light, she wore red stilettos and fishnet tights. She said, "Sir, you're looking real expensive, like you've got money. If you're feeling generous, I could be your company. Fulfill your fantasy, at least tonight, you'll never be lonely." I said, "Miss, I ain't looking for fun. I'm more looking for a wife. You can have my cash, but would you mind if I asked what makes you choose this kind of life?" She said, "Sir, don't be so quick to judge a girl. Listen close and listen well for my story I will tell. See, I was just 16 when I met this boy. I thought I found love, but all he found was a toy. And like the pages of a book, he was an educated crook. Oh, how he broke into my body, but my heart is what he took. Now don't have me mistook, 'cause my bed, he still shook. And every time he did so, I had him mistook, 'cause in my head, his love was something new. But in his bed, my love was nothing new. And this went on for a month or two. I thought I found love, and I thought he found it too. But alas, I was too obtuse, 'cause he only wanted me for his own use. Oh, how he squeezed that lemon till there's no more juice, and then walked out the door with no excuse. And so he left. I couldn't stay, 'cause I couldn't pay. And so I ran from my rent, and I fled from my fees. Man, I was desperate, I was on my knees, until this man, he came to me. He said, "Miss, there's something that you don't see. There are many men who comprehend the beauty you have at hand, and would pay good cash for a taste of your flesh. Now tell me, what do you say? Will you come or will you stay?" And I said yes. To what? I didn't really mean. But still, when I walked in on the scene was so obscene. It was a scene I'd never seen nor foreseen. A place I'd never been, round men that were so mean. And I know I could have left, but still I stayed. At least the men who used me, they still paid. And I guess I just got used to the noose that hangs around my neck so loose. And I know I was used, but just confused about abuse. So I choose to refuse and to lose myself in my delusional self. Hey, so I tried to go back to my family, but then they judged me. They said, "Miss, are you still yourself? Having sold yourself to the highest bidder and the richest buyer, you believed you were on fire as their object of desire, and every client brought you higher. But those men that you admired, those men, they were all liars. And like men, they do tire. They soon grew tired and rewired. And when your time expired, you were subsequently fired. So, sir, out on the street is where I stand. 'Cause out on the street is where it all began. So I sat down with her and I said, "Miss, I hear the stories that you tell and the things that they buy and sell. I want you to know I mean you well, and I'm sorry your world's been hell." She said, "No, no, 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 sir, don't be so quick to judge my world. You listen close and you listen well, for this truth I will tell." She said, "We are all whores in this world. We only choose which parts of us to sell. Oh, look how the clever sell their brains, and looks are by the vain. Look how these poets sell their pain, but you buy it all the same. Look how the strong sell their backs, and the willing sell their sex. Look how the singers sell their tracks, and politicians sell their facts. Man, look how the mighty rule the meek, and the bright fool the bleak. Oh, how every day we sell our souls to corporations that buy us whole." She said, "Sir, if it's truth I have told, then it's truth I will tell. We are all whores in this world. We only choose which parts to sell."
That was a piece I wrote called Whore. We hope you enjoyed the poetry you've heard tonight. Credit goes to Safwan Siddiq, our producer for the show, Farah Hanis, our designer, and myself, Azan Raiz, the host and director of Poet X. Poet X is a production of Tehalia.my. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time, and if you want to get the next episode automatically, subscribe to Tehalia.my on iTunes or any other podcast services you use. If you'd like to receive updates, follow us at Tehalia.my on our Facebook and Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to share your poetry with us and be featured on our show, email me at azam@tehalia.my. So I'll leave you with a question. Which part of you do you sell? I'm Azam Raiz, and this has been Poet X. Good night.